Good afternoon, Dashers. The school year is almost over, and it's time for everyone to complete their end-of-the-semester online candid assessment. To complete your assessment, please log into the student portal and use the password CANDIASS for access. So again, to complete the student assessment, please log into the student portal using the password CANDIASS.
Oh hell, we're on a roll. I like this. This is fun. Let's do one more.
Finish video.
That's my favorite.
Good for recipes.
Holy moly! Oh,
afternoon, Dashers. Could the faculty helping in the self-assessment please report to Music Room W? Please report to Music Room W.
Well, faculty, it is that time of the year again. It is time for our self-assessments. Who would like to go first?
Xeroxed copies for everybody of the rubric for us to fill out to assess ourselves. Here you go. Everybody gets one.
You are always on top of things. I'm just so glad that you're organized because I am not.
Zealots. They're everywhere. They're taking our pens. They're taking our Xerox machines. I don't know if I can do this.
Are you guys being honest, or are you kind of just hyping yourself up a little bit? Because I can't figure out what the best approach is here. Because it's a slippery slope for me to be honest about how I think my performance is.
By this time in the year, being so close to the end of the year, I think honesty to yourself is the best policy.
Candid responses. Candidity. That's the word. Candidity. I'm going to be candid on my response, full of candidity.
Dictionaries need to be adding. Need to add your words in. They need to be adding them. I need to be taking some English classes.
Everyone, what did you guys put down for number five? Randy, what did you put down for? No, Coach Steve, I like yours better. What do you put down for number five? Number five, I need to know.
Five, let me see. So on number five, I wrote excels in this category. Obviously, the category was about organizing fundraisers. And since I was involved in multiple fundraisers this year, one involving quiche and another involving water sports, I thought I did pretty good.
Go ahead and make question seven a sentence write-in. It was supposed to be multiple choice, but I forgot to put the choices on.
Heavens. How will I answer this without the multiple choice? My candidity can only go so far.
Irreplaceable. That's the word that I used as a write-in for that question. I'm irreplaceable.
Jumping jack section? Is this must be new for this year. I don't recall having an entire section on jumping jacks.
Kindergartners are good at jumping jacks, but I feel like at some point our bodies evolve to a point where jumping up and down is not good for you.
Look, maybe you shouldn't say that as the coach and head phys ed teacher for the school. Why don't we just skip that one? Move on to the next one.
Managerial expertise. Excellent. Stuart Harmon is excellent at managing things.
Now, is it just me, or does 200 questions on this seem like an awful lot? Because I feel like it's going to take me all afternoon.
Obscene. It's absolutely obscene. This is really gonna, you know, stretch into some overtime here, Headmaster. I hope that we budgeted for this.
Professors, here's what I think. I think we should take as much time as we need to get this done. And if that requires us not working for the rest of the day and maybe ordering a pizza, that's fine.
Quickness is of the essence here. So why don't we just stop at question 15?
Righteous, man. Yes. I only got to 14 anyway, so I've only got one more to do, so I'm practically done.
Stop at question 15. I just finished 15, so that's good timing.
To tell you the truth, I started at the end, and I'm kind of working backwards, so I'm just going to jump to number one now, because I hate it when I'm here by myself.
Underwear? Question 16, which I know we're stopping at 15, but I just looked ahead, is just underwear with a question mark? How am I supposed to answer that exactly?
Very good question, Coach. There's supposed to be a space between those two words, so it's supposed to be follow 15s. If you lost a ball in the gym, where would it roll? 16, underwear? Question mark? So, I tell you what, let's just stop there. You've done an excellent job. We'll skip the reviews for this semester. We'll just pick them up at the beginning of the year. All right.
Sounds great.
Excellent. Good meeting, guys. Good meeting.
Mine has Professor McGill's name on it.
I am irreplaceable. Can we still mark that down?
With candidity.
With candidity. It sounds like a nice candidity.
Sounds like a Queensryche song. Jen, I need to talk to you about something that's really been bothering me.
Okay, yeah, you can tell me anything. I'm all ears.
You know, our relationship has always been based on trust. I mean, from the very beginning, you used to say that you felt like we could talk about anything.
We can. We've talked about a lot of things.
I know.
Yeah.
We've been in business what now? 20 years?
21.
21. Yep. 21.
Yes.
21 years.
Yep.
Oh, I've been embezzling money. I feel so much better getting that off my chest.
This is like the good kind of embezzle, right?
Oh, for me, that's true.
Okay.
That's very much true. Yes. Yes. For the business, it depends on how you look at it. Yeah.
Right. Oh. You know, we both put a lot of our own money into make this camera shop happen.
That is mostly true. Yes. Yes.
Well, I mean, I used all of the savings that my parents left me, you know, to go to college. So
exactly,
like, you know, pretty like everything I have, you know. So as long as that embezzling is like going to benefit our candid camera here, like that's all that really, as long as we can
Jen,
make sure this goes
Jen,
back into the business.
I am right there with you.
Okay, Joey.
Right there. I put 100% of your savings into this company.
Right. See, that's where I'm feeling a little bit of concern here. You know, you just recently bought that really beautiful car.
It's really nice. I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 75 miles to the gallon. It's one of the new ones.
That's
it was about $250,000. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I had to get the car. I mean, my commute, ever since I bought that bigger house, my commute is a little bit more substantial. There has to be an extra 10 miles I'm driving every morning.
I mean, and at least you are advertising for the shop at the same time with that gorgeous sticker on the side of the car there.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
You're welcome.
I'm glad that you noticed.
Okay. Yes. All right. Well, we do have to flip the sign on the door. We got to open up today. I appreciate these morning check-ins that we have.
I feel so much better. Thank you so much.
I feel a lot worse, but I, you know, I'm working through some of that right now, and okay, I'm gonna just go work on this side of the store for a minute, and
oh no, take your time.
Maintain some composure. Okay,
what you need to do.
Okay, I'm gonna start with opening the store. Okay,
all right.
Thanks, Joey. Open the sign.
Hey, guys.
Hi, good morning. Welcome to Candid Camera.
Thanks.
This is, I'm Peter. This is my twin, Louie, and we do everything together.
Everything.
I wouldn't have been able to tell the two of you apart. That's amazing. We've got all of the camera things that you need here in this store, I think. However, apparently we've been losing things recently without me even knowing.
That's not great.
You know, sometimes your stock just falls off the back of a truck.
Right, hey. But when you do inventory of that stock, it just seems a little perplexing. Yeah. Sorry, Peter. Sorry, Louie.
That's okay.
We're good. It's a perfectly happy working relationship that Joey and I have. Yes.
I thought you guys have a case of the Mondays.
That's right, Louie. That's exactly right.
We're
just in the market for a camera, and we thought we'd swing down to Tourism and Voyeurism Incorporated and just see if we can pick up a nice camera.
We have those here.
Tourism and Voyeurism Incorporated.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't tell Jen about the name change on the store yet. So, Jen, I have something else I'd like to admit to you.
Oh, great. Thank you. I love new news on a Monday morning.
Well, you know how because we were so open with each other that we named the store Candid Cameras?
Yes.
This is going to be good.
Yeah.
Let's watch.
Well, I would like to be open with you. Yes. And because of the LLC that I created to take over the new business, I changed it.
Yeah.
Here's
the business card. I already have one that he gave me.
Oh my god, it's just so nice looking. It's like,
thank you.
This is
like,
glossy.
Well, you know, no expense is too great for branding.
I am noticing that Jen is not on the on the owner line here.
Well, that was to be perfectly candid.
Uh-huh.
I was afraid of. I was afraid of liability.
I'm thinking maybe you should become more afraid now because this pre-coffee Monday morning Jen is feeling a little murdery now.
Oh, I understand. I do understand. Tell you what I'm going to do. All right.
Tell me.
I'm gonna make it so much easier.
Great.
In order to set up the new enterprise, I went to Aggressive CPA, and they worked me through all of it. So the way that it works now is you're technically not the owner anymore, right? You're not a co-owner.
Okay.
And the benefit of that is there's no more risk for you because I know you put so much into the business.
I did. Literally everything I had.
Yeah.
Great. So gents, I'd love to sell you this camera bag here. It's not only a bag, but it's got a camera in it, and I'm ready to sell it to you for $8.50 because
wow.
Seems like a steal, right?
Hey, Louie.
Yeah, what's up?
I know we came over here to buy a camera. Would you feel comfortable buying a camera and a bag?
Do I get my business card back?
Do you get your business card back?
She took it from me.
Yes.
All right, you do. I'm in.
We'll take it.
Coach Corning, please sit down. Thank you for coming in to Aggressive CPA. We've spoken on the phone. I'm Stuart Apple. I know that you had some concerns over the remainder of your inheritance. I have a couple of options that you might be able to work with to help grow your nascent fortune.
Great. I'm all ears. I've seen your commercials, so I'm very
thank
excited.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you. Your flat broke. apparently buying a WNBA team, funding the water park at the school, funding the new music program, funding the school play for the next 10 years, buying the restaurant in town, and purchasing 386 stiletto sneakers did deplete most of your fortune. You have enough to pay for my services, so I'm going to make sure that I give you the advice that you're actually paying for.
So what you're saying is I can't just spend all the I can't just imagine I have all the money in the world and just buy anything I want anymore? Is that kind of... I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
Coach Corning, it's 2021. That is exactly what you should be doing. Believe that you have the funds and just buy away on credit. What I would recommend is take what little money you have left and create shell accounts. Now, these are corporations that you buy your equipment under. And then when the bill comes due, just have the business declare bankruptcy.
That's good. That's really good. Christina Applegate. Sorry, I totally forgot your name.
It happens. It happens. My friends call me Stuart Apple.
Okay. Hey, Stuart, you give financial advice, right? Is that why I'm here?
I am paid to give financial advice. Okay. That's correct.
Yeah, so my nephew's been telling me to invest in Baldurcoin. I don't know if you know anything about this.
Oh, the cryptocurrency.
Yeah, yeah, the local cryptocurrency. Yeah,
yes.
It's all the rage right now.
It is. It is. Investing in cryptocurrency is brilliant. And the reason why is nobody knows if it's going to be successful, and very few people know what it is. So you can put the hundreds of dollars into this cryptocurrency and just tell people that it's valuable.
Yeah, I gotta ask you this. That's great advice, but Sam Squatch, running for mayor, he's running on a platform of by 2030 converting to crypted coin.
That's correct.
Tell me a little bit about what you think of that.
I think it's a brilliant move. The nice thing about crypted currency is you look for it forever, but you never find it. So by switching to a crypted-based currency, It's really ephemeral. You can call yourself a cryptid billionaire and literally have nothing to show for it. But when you send people to look for your money, it's not that they're not going to find it. It's they're going to find enough evidence to make them believe it might possibly exist.
Stuart, you're brilliant. I knew I hired the right guy. One final question before I get out of here.
Yeah, coach, whatever you need.
Are you in the market maybe for just a ton of stilettos, Nike stilettos? they're purple, purple and black and yellow.
Now, legally, I cannot accept anything from you except the money for you paying the bill. Legally, I cannot tell you where to go, when to bring the product, who to speak with, or what to charge for them. But I can tell you this. I have a guy. All right? I'll take him off your hands. But remember, like everything else here at Aggressive CPA, we never met.
Mom, I am so, so excited about seeing Dad today. It's been exactly 4 weeks, 4 hours, and 4 minutes, and I'm I'm just so excited. It's been an entire month, and there's just so many things that have happened to me that I just can't wait to tell him about.
Oh, I know, dear. And I know he can't wait to see you, too.
I'm just so excited. But do you think that they'll let me hug him this time?
Well, you might have to risk being tased, but it's worth a shot.
Ah, I love all the risks that we take, Mom.
Oh.
We're such a brave family.
We are. It's in our DNA.
Yeah.
Inmate number 444, you have visitors.
Hey, thanks, Gene. You're looking good, buddy. You're looking good. Hey, did you lose weight? You lost weight. Tell me you lost weight.
A little bit. I've been doing a few Slim Fast shakes, yeah.
Hey, I noticed. Hey, yeah. You keep it up, Gene. You keep it up, thanks. Gene.
Good guy.
Oh, hey!
Dad!
Hey!
Franklin.
Peanut, sweetie, how you doing? How are you?
I'm so good. I'm so good.
Yeah. It's good to hear.
Yeah. Mom made snickerdoodles yesterday. They were your favorite, but we ate them all.
We thought of you while we polish off the pan. Yeah,
see, that's what I want to hear. That's great. I got to tell you, the amenities here at Club Fed are fantastic. So don't worry about me. I'm doing wonderful.
Even without Mom's snickerdoodles?
How's that possible, right?
Hey, sweetie. Honey,
yeah.
I love your snickerdoodles. There ain't nothing better in the world than your snickerdoodles. But you know what? Every day I don't have your snickerdoodles, you know what I want?
What?
I want to get out of here and dive into some of your snickerdoodles, if you know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
that's enough to get me through the day.
Are we still talking about cookies?
Yeah, we're talking about somebody getting a cookie.
I thought so.
We're being totally literal, honey.
Yeah.
Inmate 444 and family, here is your complimentary plate of cookies and a hot chocolate for each one of you.
Wow.
Hey, Gene.
Thank you.
Gene, thank you so much. Here's a little something for the effort.
Oh, you're too kind.
Hey, you know what? Keep the change. Yeah. Keep the change.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Dad, where did you get Balder coins? I thought only Balder coins were out in the world.
They're not. You know, here's the fun thing about cryptocurrency. Mm-hmm. You have access to any digital device. You can mine for it.
Wow.
I'm living like a king here. I got it. You know what? You know what? You know what? I am completely innocent. But if I did rob a bank, I'd rob it again just so I could get in here. That's how good this place is.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Maybe I should move in.
Yeah. Well, Peanut?
Maybe we all should.
Look, I ain't saying that you should break any laws, all right? Mm-hmm. All right? All right.
All right.
All right. But remember, remember, armored cars have to take a lunch too.
like the big Brinks truck. I know those.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And you know what? Just you make sure you just ask for this place by name. The judge might go lenient on you. I would recommend everybody. I got a swimming pool.
Dad.
I know.
Wait, we don't even have a swimming pool.
Are those cup marks on your chest there?
Oh, yeah.
Have you been going to the spa?
Well, not every day. I mean, it is prison. Just Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 2 p.m. until about 7 p.m. They only give us about 5 hours a day in the spa, and only on those 3 days. Again, it is prison. Yeah.
Yeah.
The other days, we have the buffet.
Dad, I gotta say, it sounds really, really cool here, and
it really does, dear.
You know, maybe Mom and I should
find
our way in here.
Yeah.
Bonnie and Bonnie action.
Yeah.
Now, look, I ain't saying you should break no laws, but
but we should.
We know what you're saying.
But we should.
But we should.
We definitely should.
Yeah. Again, I ain't saying that, but I know, right?
But we're going to. But we're gonna go. We're gonna go break some
we're
laws.
We're going to.
Hey, Gene. How you doing?
Inmate 444. I'm so sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to let you know that you guys have 60 seconds left of your visit. Please continue.
Hey, Gene. Gene, thanks for looking out for
Gene.
Us.
Hey, you're welcome.
All right.
The best.
Yeah. All right. Well, 60 seconds. Yep. That's enough time for one hug, right, Dad?
All right. Now, again, no touching here. Gene, here's a little something to look the other way. Bring it in, Peanut.
Oh,
bring it in.
Dad, I've missed you so much.
Smile. How sweet.
Okay, Billy. I'm gonna go in, mm-hmm. and I'm gonna tell Lou that these are certified Balder coins from the 1700s, and then that means that they're super rare, and that he's definitely gonna want them here at the PP&P.
That right? is a foolproof plan, and I love it. I'm co-signing. Yeah, I mean,
he doesn't need to know that we just made them. Okay?
No, so, in fact, let's not even bring that up again.
But this is one of those things, okay? Sometimes when we're in this partnership, we go in and we have a plan, and then you just go in and you tell them that you just made the Balder coin. So this time, we cannot tell him that we made these yesterday.
Okay, Ruth, what if he catches us, like the time we brought in the counterfeit prawn?
Well, like the counterfeit prawn moment, we're gonna have to eat them to prove to him that we're for real. This is how serious this is, okay?
That's how serious I am, yeah.
I'm very serious about this. But we did such a good job. These are like so real 1700 Balder coins.
All right.
They look so convincing.
We've done all the planning and everything, mm-hmm. so I guess mm-hmm. we just have to go in there and do this.
Okay. All right. Hi there, Lou. You may recognize us. This is Peter.
Introduce me.
Peter. Hey, this is Ruthie.
And I'm Ruthie. And we have a really quality product for you. You're going to want it.
Yeah, let me take over. It's what we have here is a Balder coin, dates back to 1746.
That's right.
It's authentic.
Authentic.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 1746. Mm-hmm.
And it's real.
Yes.
Oh,
it's definitely real.
I can see it. Yeah. And it's a Balder coin because
it is. Yes. Wow. Lou, it is in fact a vintage Balder coin from the early to mid 1700s. Mm-hmm. As you can see from these very specific ridges along the outside of the coin, which are only apparent on 1700 Balder coins.
Yeah, you can't do that with your teeth by chewing on it really hard.
No, it's definitely not done with your teeth.
No way, Jose. If you need certification, we got this paperwork right here.
See? It looks like a scroll. That's because...
Dot matrix printer. Yeah. Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. Just kind of... I made happy birthday banners with that once. Yeah.
And you know what would make a really good birthday present, Lou?
Prawns.
One of these Balder coins from the 1700s.
It would.
Peter and I are trying to raise money to go to college. We found that the PP&P would be the best place for us to bring our Balder coins.
Yeah, I mean, normally I run this stuff by Larry, but he's out like at a... one of those conferences where they talk about the business and stuff.
Cool.
So it sounds like it's really legit.
Authentic.
You have authentic. You have paperwork mm-hmm. and everything.
Hey, mister! Hey, lady! Hey, mister! You dropped these!
Oh,
here's
thanks!
Here's a couple of these coins! You know what? I found if you chew on them long enough, the chocolate comes out real slow.
Chocolate?
Those are Balder coins from the 1800s.
Yeah, so don't yummy. Eat Balder coins. They're
they're chocolatey.
They're delicious, but it brings the value down really quickly.
Very quickly, yes.
Listen, guys, I'm not supposed to be making sales while Larry's away, but I wanted to let you know that I could do something here for you.
He's going to do something for us, Peter. He's going to do it. He's going to do it.
Okay. That's great.
It looks like a good deal, and this is kind
great
of a really good find.
Great find.
All right. So normally I would do, you know, with this paperwork and in this sheer amount, I would do like half a mil.
Okay.
But actually, I'm actually gonna offer you a full mil. So would you guys take that?
Follow up question about the mill.
Yeah.
Is it full of grain? Is it a paper mill?
Great question.
Grain mill.
It's,
wind.
It's a milliliter of prawn, but I would refrigerate them.
I feel like sidebar, Lou, for just a moment, so I can confer with my associate.
Stand here alone.
Okay, Peter. I think we take it. I think we take the deal and we come back tomorrow and Lou isn't here and Larry is, and then we can sell the prawns and then we can really make some actual bank.
Yeah, the street value of prawn is higher than the street value of chocolate coins.
Yes. So yes. Take it. Okay. Lou, me and Peter have conferred and we are ready to make a deal.
Excellent. All right. I will wrap up this 1 milliliter of prawn for you and it will fit right here and in this little shot glass. I am going to have to charge you for the shot glass, though.
Understood.
Okay, so that'll be $5.
Okay. Peter, do you have a five?
Oh, Jimmy P. Jimmy P, look, I've been working on this track for like 2 weeks now. I gotta be candid with you. I gotta be candid with you, Jimmy P. I just took an Eminem song and played it backwards and just put my name on it.
That's okay, man.
Thank you.
You would be surprised how many producers just are reversing Eminem tracks. And look, I'm here because you called me and you're paying me. But also, I'm here because I'm the track doctor.
Dr. Jimmy P. That's why I called you. Look. I want the world to look at. I want to look at me, and I want to say like, yo, that Dixit. That Dixit's gonna take over the world.
Yeah,
but
Dixit,
I don't know music. I don't know music,
Dixit.
Man.
Dixic, let me break down for you what we're going to do.
Break it down.
We're going to create the banger, the Balderdash banger of the century.
Bangers and mash, man. That's what I want. Bangers and mash.
Bangers and mash would be a good title for your first single. So let's start there. Bangers and mash. Now, what does that make you think of, Dixtrix?
Dix. Well, you're not getting my... I'm going to change my name, man. That's what it makes me want to do. It makes me want to feel like I don't know what I'm doing.
I'm sorry, what did I say?
No, you said Dixit, but Dixit just made me sound like I'm like a rapper named after a penis.
Oh, dude, that's not what you're going for.
Like, Oh, man, I can't even name myself correctly.
It's okay. We'll work this all out. That's why they call me the track and rap name doctor.
I mean, Jimmy P, I was sitting here thinking Dixit was cool because it's my favorite board game, but then I realized it sounds like a penis. I can't be a rapper named after a penis.
I mean, Little Dicky is doing great, so...
He has the confidence. I can't pull that off.
Okay, let's... we'll do my perfect and it's never failed a way to create the ideal rap name.
Take an existing rapper and just name yourself his name backwards?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. And the example you used, Eminem, backwards it would be Men I Me. So just consider that. I've never once failed.
Men I Me. Wait, that means I could just take all of Eminem's stuff and play it backwards.
You already tried that. And you weren't terribly happy with the results, if I remember right, from the beginning of this conversation. So let's start fresh. Okay, we got your name. Men I Me.
Men I Me.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Now we're fishing for that Balderdash banger.
Yeah, maybe I just take Snoop Dogg stuff and play his backwards.
You gotta maybe not just keep playing other rapper stuff backwards. That would be my first suggestion.
Okay.
Now, if you play it backwards and you isolate just the bass line, totally acceptable.
Okay.
So if you want to try that, let's go for it.
Jimmy P, I have an idea.
Okay.
I just play AC/DC backwards.
I'm afraid you maybe are not cut out for the industry.
Okay. Okay.
Look, I hate to destroy your dreams, but they don't call me the dream destroying doctor for nothing.
I have a perfect idea, Jimmy P.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's hear this perfect idea.
This is my idea. I become a weed eating rap superstar, and I call myself God Poons.
Hey Dasher fans, Coach Steve here to tell you about a brand new podcast I'm hosting called Head to Head. Each episode features a new guest competing against a member of the Balderdash Academy faculty in a game of pointless trivia. Join me and my co-host Randy Hunt as we see who is more intelligent than a fake professor. Now available on the Balderdash Academy feed on all your favorite podcast apps.
Do you like 80s television? Of course you do. Do you like helicopters? Of course you do. Do you like men serenading eagles by the waterfront while playing cello? Yes. Yes, you do. If you'd like to hear more about helicopters and cellos, please be sure and tune in to Ciampa and Klein the Airwolf Years every week on your favorite podcast service. Join hosts Greg and Dave as they discuss every single episode of the classic 1980s television series Airwolf. Be sure and subscribe today.
We All Have a Story is a podcast dedicated to learning more about the folks around us, one person at a time. We'll chat with accountants, bus drivers, entertainers, novelists, beekeepers, piano tuners, booksellers, artists, and more. Check out We All Have a Story using your favorite podcast app or service.
And now, a story from a Balderdash native.
I always wanted to be cool. It was the one thing in my life that I always desperately wanted to be was cool, and I never figured out how to be cool. So this one time I went on vacation to Hawaii, I tried to take surf classes. So I'm not necessarily the thinnest person on earth. I've been called many things: husky, chunky, rotund, not afraid to get stuck in an elevator for weeks on end. But I decided to go with it because, you know, self-love, you got to do what matters. And maybe surfing was what would make me cool. It's something I always wanted to do. So I went to Hawaii and I hired a lesson from a surf pro. And he taught me the basics on land. And I was already self-conscious because, I mean, I basically had to force my way into the wetsuit. And I sat sitting there thinking that I basically looked like a sausage on a surfboard. So we paddle out. The whole thing was that he was going to hold the board and I was going to try to stand on the board and just to see if I could balance, right? Just he was going to stabilize it from the back. We're just going to do a little bit of a sweep in on the wave. And the wave came, and we paddle out, and I'm already exhausted because we had to paddle for like 100 feet out. The most I've ever done physically was to basically Xbox. So I'm paddling on this board and I'm paddling on this board. We're 100 feet out. Next thing I'm thinking of is I look like a sea lion on a board. So now I'm thinking about sharks. So at any rate, we start to move and I go to stand up. And I'm not the most graceful person. I have the leash from the surfboard on, and I stand up, and I lose my balance, and I just go right backwards, right on his head. So, I didn't learn how to surf, but I did realize that I have a future in professional wrestling. You might have heard of me. I'm the Sea Lion.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Balder Beach. So glad that you're here preparing for your spring break trip to Mexico. Today, we are gonna learn how to stand on a surfboard, man.
Awesome.
Yeah. Cool. Did you all bring your three-piece suits?
Yeah.
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 All right, definitely, man. Yeah. The very 100%. First step to being a sick surfboarder is to take that three-piece suit and dunk it in this bucket of water. And then it's a wetsuit.
Awesome.
Yeah, man.
My mind is blown.
Yeah, yeah. Then you just put that wetsuit on over all your clothes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I see it.
Totally rad, man. Then you take like any sort of board, like any board, like this piece of driftwood, that'll work.
Cool.
And you just like, you stand on it. You there, Jimmy, you're probably gonna wanna like turn it on its side there so that it gets like the inertia that you need and on the sand here.
Oh, yeah, no, I see it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Your suit looks a little tight there.
Oh, it was cotton.
Oh, that makes sense. It will shrink.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but it's like really tight to the skin. It feels really good.
Oh, cool. Thanks. Yeah. Yeah, it feels nice.
Tight, man. Tight.
Yeah.
Okay, so now that we all have our suits and they're wet and we have our driftwood boards, we're like professional surfboarders now.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So when you go on your spring break trip, you will know exactly how to surf with the pros.
Awesome.
Right.
Sweet.
Thank you all for attending my surf class. I would appreciate a 5-star review on Yelp.
Awesome, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
This suit was really expensive.
Yeah. I think I might have overdressed with a double Windsor.
It looks good. It looks like a good surfing attire.
Thanks. You're rocking the bow tie, Hugo.
Thanks, man.
As medical students, you are all in your final year.
Thank God.
I've been asked to drop in just to show you how to administer medical staples.
Great.
Yeah. So luckily, I ran by Office Depot on the way here, and I picked up...
I would have gone to Staples.
I would have gone to Office Max.
Yeah, we would. But the hospital has an account at Office Depot. I know. Irony. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So the first thing you need to do is remember, any staple will work for medical staples as long as you call them medical. The doctor makes the medical. The equipment doesn't.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just a squeeze, staple, you're done. Squeeze, staple, you're done.
Excuse me, doctor?
Yes.
Sometimes staples are the appropriate application. Squeeze, staple, and done. I love that. I do have this medical tape. It looks a lot like duct tape, but as you said, it's the doctor that makes it medical.
Exactly. Exactly.
I do feel like there are certain circumstances where my medical duct tape would be a better application as opposed to the staples. Excellent, you know?
excellent comment, Dr. Song. What I want you to remember is listen to Dr. Song here, because it's the doctor that makes it medical. It's not the equipment. So this medicinal duct tape, right? Right?
Yep,
right?
Yep.
The duck refers to the fact that it is usable on both land and water.
Mm-hmm.
So at times, the medicinal duct tape can be a better option to close bigger wounds.
Right.
Another way to look at it is homemade butterfly bandages.
That's right.
For homemade butterfly bandages, what I do is I start off by ordering caterpillars in the early spring.
The chrysalis.
The kids love it. You know, you hang it in your office. And the nice thing is when they hatch, what you then do is you just lay them flat, a little bit of a glue stick, boom, keeps the wound closed.
And because you're a doctor, they're medical butterflies.
Exactly.
I love this.
Exactly.
Now, doctor, I've kind of had an aversion to staples since I was a young child. I had a very bad staple accident that I'd rather not talk about. But I've come up with an alternative that I think might work too. I use silly putty, and if you put it on the wound and you just kind of spread it out, it actually adheres really well, and it kind of gets a little bit of a suction action going on, and nothing gets in or out.
Listen to Dr. Mecklenburg, all right? What he's addressing here is the ability to think outside the box, right? He's using silly putty, as a means to address a shortcoming in the medical industry. And what is that shortcoming? Anybody? I'll tell you. Yes. And you can overcome that fear by first rolling up the silly putty, bouncing it on the floor. Oh, it's going to bounce a little bit, right? Right. Mm-hmm. Maybe play a little game with it. Maybe roll it out on some comics, pull it up. Woo, look, transfer.
Oh, look, it's Nancy.
Exactly. And the nice thing about that is if you do that first, not only can you charge them for the medicinal putty, you can also charge them for a temporary tattoo. You see, remember, we're in America. We can charge the insurance companies whatever we want, and they have to pay it.
God, I'm so glad I became a doctor.
Yeah. before we wrap it up, yes, I see a hand in the front. I see a hand in the front before we wrap it up. Yes, Dr. Wood, what do you have to say on this subject?
Oh, well, as I'm here with my test subject, in front of me, a rather large navel orange that I have incised along the sagittal plane.
Yes.
I've applied a tourniquet and have had a lovely glass of pulpy orange juice. Mm-hmm. And I have a question about anesthetic. Now, if my orange were to feel pain, is there something that I should apply to it to mitigate that?
Yes. Yeah, good question. Now remember, Dr. Wood here is addressing something that we as doctors need to consider, the medicinal application of anesthetic to help manage the pain of our subjects, of our patients. In this case, being a navel orange,
right?
Mm-hmm. I would go with the soothing sound of music as anesthetic. And I'd maybe play a little Village People in the Navy, maybe?
In the Navy,
yeah. Right? Something thematically appropriate. Maybe something from Florida, right? Little Jimmy Buffett never hurt anybody. With an orange, you're basically squeezing the
Juice
pulp
Newton,
out of it.
Right? Yeah.
Juice Newton, that also works. Very good. Very good.
Got it.
Very good.
Playing it now.
All right. So the next time you're in an office supply store, Home Depot, grocery store, even picking through trash on the street, remember, you are what makes it medicinal.
Thank you. Amazing.
All right.
Amazing.
Is the hospital going to open yet?
About 25 minutes.
All right.
Yeah, everybody's just out to lunch.
Okay.
Ready your megawatt beam rifle, load your hyper bazooka, and prepare to launch into your own mecha-sized adventures. Mechasys is a Genesis supplement from Studio 404 Games that empowers players to create fantastic towering robots for use in their tabletop RPG campaigns. Available now at Studio404Games.com.
Okay, Tony, I dare you to hit your big toe with a hammer.
That's really stupid, but I'll do it. Okay. Oh, okay. That hurt. That hurt. I only tapped it though, but that's okay because it counts. All right, now,
you're still winning.
Yeah, always. It's like tiger blood running through me. All right, now
your turn,
Eugene. I dare you to, I dare you to close the car door on your hand.
No.
Yes. You gotta do it. I dared you to.
Okay.
Do it.
Let's go to the driveway.
All right.
The oh, doors here we are.
Open. Do it. Oh, your face is so red.
But I did it.
All right. Yeah, you did. All right. I'm going to open the door for you.
That hurts.
That's right. Just shake it off. Shake it.
That was a good one. Okay, Tony. Dare you to climb up on the shed roof and close your eyes and then jump out into the swimming pool.
Okay, I can do that. And one, two. Oh, my eyes need to be closed. One, two, three. Well, I went in the right direction, so there's
you're
a start.
You're really close, man. You're really close.
And I gotta get my breath back. Okay.
I don't think we can count that one.
Oh, that's all right. Oh, it's your
boys,
turn.
Boys, it's time to come inside and do your homework.
Just one more dare, Mom. Just one more dare.
Coming.
Okay, all right. 5 more minutes.
All right, so quickly, here we go. I need you to take this industrial staple gun that is hooked up to the pneumatic air compressor, and I need you to staple all of your fingers together. We only have 5 minutes, dude. Do it.
I'm thinking about it. I mean,
I already hooked it up.
I hope it doesn't matter which hand, right?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
If you can't make your mind up, I'll just do both of your hands.
I think that might be easier because I don't know if I can do it to myself.
All right, both hands. Lay down.
Okay.
All right. One. Two,
three, four. Balderdash Academy's Teacher's Lounge was produced and edited by Bob LeBlanc. Theme music by Think Fish Tank. Performed and written by Steve Corning, Carla Rose Dubois, Nate Green, Randy Hunt, Bob LeBlanc, Molly McGill, and Marie Stewart Harmon. Copyright 2021, Robert J. LeBlanc and Steve Corning, all rights reserved. Go Dashers!